What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Ohio only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's list of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Sean's question here.
I think he's a developmental guard for the Ravens. That's my opinion.
And I say developmental tackle, so I'm on the other side of that one. But developmental something. We need to see more. I hope hopefully this training camp does him a lot of good. I mean, I don't think that, you know, not everybody is a quick learner, can pick it up. The speed of the game, even OTAs, you know, just to see the guys flying around, going against the Ravens defense, which is complex. Maybe that'll really help Tyree. So he's got the physical skills, but just looked like things moved too fast for him last year.
I agree. It did not seem that he was physically overwhelmed. It just seemed like mentally he wasn't there, and it created huge breakdowns in big moments because of that. So I think that made it look worse potentially than it was. But if those continue, then he's unplayable.
I think he needs a lot of technique work too. And that can come with kind of the OTAs training camp. I don't know how much the Ravens are going to have in terms of in-person OTA. So maybe we'll miss out a little bit on that, but I think there's definitely some need there for him to improve, mostly with his upper body kind of technique, with his hands. He has length, but he doesn't use it well.
Yeah. His Ravens have got the best coaches, and Dallas Sanders is a wonderful footwork teacher in particular. If you look at the footwork they've gotten out of center, I think he does a real good job with poles. That may be someplace where he has to pick it up in the offseason with some position-specific coaching. We've seen him post some workout videos this offseason, haven't we? On Twitter?
Is that Tyree?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyree has. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he's been working hard. Yeah, I've seen a couple videos of him. So.
Oh, there's a good one for us.
Very good one. So yes, linebacker, Jamin Davis of Kentucky, taken at number 19 by the Redskins. Definitely a very positive pick for the Ravens.
Surprised they went defense.
Where was he on your board, Jason?
He's number 48, if you wanted to bring it up. I'm about to delete it now so you can see exactly where he is. But he's the first player taken that I had as a solid day two talent. Thought he could sneak into the first, but it's beautiful to see it. He's a downhill, could only be a two down linebacker in my opinion, but a very physical player. He's best going just straight downhill. I mean, we don't have the highlights, but I'm sure they're showing it now. He's an athlete. He's an athlete.
Similar position as JOK, right?
No, I would say JOK is a more well-rounded player all around. You know, you could probably play him a couple of more positions. Jameen Davis, I see, is just strictly an off-ball linebacker. And you said, I worry that he's a two-down player.
I guess I'm just surprised that he was taken ahead of JOK.
Me too.
I am too. He reminds me of Kenneth Murray from last year, who I thought was kind of the same kind of athletic profile, very kind of linear athlete, can fly downhill, look good in terms of like making some splash plays, but you don't want to move him.
So you have to really start wondering what's going on with Darisaw, though, at this point.
Yeah.
That would be such a quintessential Ravens pick, though, where everybody gets scared off the last moment. He's the only guy left that you on your board, or he's a first rounder any year. And that's just so quintessential. I mean, we're still, what, six picks away? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he could still go, but you got him and Jenkins still there, along with a boatload of edge rushers. But that's so quintessential Ravens that you just stay patient. And what did I read in Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback? He said that when the Ravens traded with the Chiefs, he said they view the 31st pick more like the 20th pick, because year after year after year, somebody who's ranked, you know, maybe 8-9 picks low, like it falls to them. Mm-hmm. So if Darisaw does fall, I mean, that's just quintessential. Everybody gets scared off and then the Ravens benefit.
This is interesting because it actually helped. Go ahead. Take a look at the big board a second here for a second, Jason, because let's look at this solely from the Ravens perspective. And who are the players, the seven players now that are going to be drafted still, who if they won in front, we'd be most upset about them losing. And you still end up with the Ravens getting a good player. I think we'd be very upset if Darisaw was off the board now. I'd put Barmore in that same category right now, but I'm not even sure he's in my top seven right now. Marshall, I think, represents approximate value for 27, so I wouldn't put him in the group. Jenkins, I'm not 100% sure I'd put him in the group. Rousseau, I wouldn't put in the group. Ojulari, I would, so that's three. Bateman, that's four. Quidipe was somebody a lot of people thought we'd have to trade up to get. I think I might put him in that group. Merrig probably would be a guy. Well, I think he represents very good value at 27. Trying to think of who else is in this group. I mean, there's probably five to six guys that if any one of them were to drop, I'd be very excited.
I'm with you. I mean, I see a lot of talent right there on the board. And it didn't take much. It took a Jameen Davis, and mm-hmm. I forget who else I had lower there on the board that jumped out below Creed Humphrey there at the 34 spot.
Leatherwood, probably.
That was Leatherwood, yes. So it didn't take much. Two picks that were out of my range. And, I mean, my goodness. I mean, if you could pick any two names out of the top 27 there and be really happy if those ended up being, if we didn't trade, if those were our two picks.
I'm going to go ahead and – go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, here's another question. Is there anybody on there, knowing that you've got good value to wait, but is there anybody on there that you'd be willing to trade up right now for just maybe three or four spots?
If it's one of the tackles, if Darisaw is clear or Jenkins is clear, I put them priority even over Barmore at this point, just because of the need. You know, if I had to switch it right now, maybe I put Jenkins ahead of Barmore, even though Barmore, I think, is the so-called BPA.
What Jenkins has been like, if we wanted to move up, sorry, Sarah, Dan, if we wanted to move up like four or five spots, what's the trade value on that? I mean, if it's like a fifth or a sixth, I guess that doesn't bother me.
Oh, it's more than that. If we move up to the 22nd, it would take the 100th pick, so 104 for us, or 96, depending. If we wanted to do something like the 24th pick, it'd be 117. So it's always around, even just to the 26th pick, is 175. So even just to move up one spot would,
it's 50 points, number one, pick number 175, right? Okay.
Yeah, I don't love that. I mean, with the, like you were saying, Ken, when you read off those names off the board, I would rather wait. And I think when we're looking at the Giants pick here, and you've got Minnesota coming up, those are the two spots where I think you might see the tackle come off. So if Darisaw lasts through those two guys, I think the Ravens have a great shot at 27 to tackle.
Yeah.
If they take tackles there, I think the Ravens are going to have a great shot at a good edge player at 27. I would wait.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, right now, if I had to say pick a player who's good that I still would like to see on the game, I'd pick somebody like Marshall. I'd love to see Marshall come off the board at this point in terms of what additional value it would give the Ravens. I'd certainly love to see either of those running backs come off, or even maybe Farley, where the Ravens are less likely to take a chance on a medical at corner. Although somebody's going to get freaking great value on Farley at this point in the draft, right?
They are. And another two guys, Kadarius Toney, Rondell Moore, it's just a fit for, it's not a great fit for us, might be a great fit for another team. So I could see Kadarius Toney or Rondell Moore coming off, another possibility of a guy coming off before we pick that would help.
Kadarius Toney is off the board. That's just a wonderful pick for the Ravens.
Yep. There he is.
Yes.
Right on time. One for Jason.
Yeah. You had him at 31 on your board, so definitely a positive for starters when number 31 gets taken and you have the 27th and 31st pick. But certainly in the Ravens' position currently, I think it'd be hard to disagree that that's a good result.
Where was he on your big board here?
I just took him off. He was at 31, right in between Jason Oway and Trevor Merrick right there.
I had no desire for Toney. This makes me so happy.
I mean, it feels like edge or tackle or wide receiver. I mean, the Ravens have to be feeling great right now, both about their trade for Brown and the 27th pick.
You don't think they could end up taking two edges here at 27 and 31, do you? Because the career could be available. This is just crazy.
The right two are available.
Why not?
It's certainly a dearth of talent on the team. You know, they get a 1 year landing strip with a player like McPhee in place right now. Hell, McPhee might be a good player 4 years from now.
But if Darisaw, Jenkins, Bateman, Marshall are all off the board, and all the other edges are still left, that won't happen. But if they're all still left, I could see the Ravens taking the two guys that they like the best.
Yeah, if they end up with Ojulari and Pay, would anybody be upset about that, really?
It'd be hard to be upset, but I'm sure there are a lot of Lamar supporters out there who would be screaming for some O-line or wide receiver help. But, man, that would be exciting for the defense. I mean, we've had a hard time getting pass rush even when Judon was here, and it would be an exciting day if we did do that. But very controversial, I'm sure.
I think they trade back in that instance if that's what it was, where they were sitting on.
I am inundated already on Twitter with fans talking about how they don't feel like the Ravens support Lamar, which is silly because you just paid $100 million for his left tackle. They're saving up for both him and Mark Andrews. They've drafted the most wide receivers the last 3 years of any team, or nobody's more than them. They're tied with others. So, it just made me think when Breer said that the Ravens were looking to maybe trade up and also trade back in 31. I mean, it would be nice if you got Quiddy Pay at 27. I did not think he'd be there. I didn't think he'd make it really this long. I mean, we'll see. But if Quiddy Pay's there, then you trade back, and then you can make Ravens fans happy and maybe get Rashad Bateman, because I think he's been overvalued by our fan base. Mm-hmm. Whereas somebody like, you look at these top 50 boards, somebody like, I don't know where you have him, but Daniel Jeremiah has him at 41 right now, Rashad Bateman. So if you trade back, and then you're kind of satisfying that. But I'm surprised there's a lot of great picks I didn't think was going to be here. So there's lots of good choices.
Every year really is the same, isn't it?
It's the same.
And I'm surprised Moehring's still on the board. He's I think he's the X factor that if they get to 27 and he's still there, if the Ravens like him, they they could use a true free safety, you know.
You know, we talked about that a little bit in our last podcast, Jordan, and I think the safety position has been devalued in a major way in the NFL. And I also think there's a lot of early safety picks who don't pan out. And there's, if you look at the starters across the league right now, it's a lot of mid, late, undrafted players who are the best safeties. And I think you can wait and you find someone who's intelligent and has some athleticism and you can plug them in and not spend an early pick. That said, I think Merrick's a very good player and he's a great fit for what the Ravens need. I'm just not sure he's a player that I would put as a first rounder, especially with some of the cornerbacks. I think they're still on the board. I think I'd rather go cornerback, honestly, with the value of that position. That's just my opinion.
I would agree. And certainly Ozzie has shown he can always get that dime safety very easily with a 6th round pick. Graduated starting strong safety, free safety, really can play either one and lead the defense. Elliott was a 6th round pick. He met the thing. But I think if you're looking for that pure free safety ball hawk, you'll almost always have to go to the 1st round or 2nd round to get him. And Merrick, I think, would fill the bill in the way that Elam did not. Elam was a strong safety, a hitter.
Absolutely.
He didn't make any sense in that sense. And Ed Reed, of course, did.
And yeah, even just thinking about where the Colts are going to go with this pick, I think they seem like the spot for Pay. If at this point, if they don't take an edge or they don't take Pay, I wonder whether he starts to slide. I mean, I think we're starting to get close to the Steelers are coming up. They've been rumored around running back a lot. Looking at some of these, who else is up here? I mean, the Titans aren't going to take a running back, obviously.
The Steelers, maybe. Darisaw to the Colts seems like a fairly reasonable choice. I mean, it was certainly one of the things that was projected as kind of a safety net for him at 21.
Did Costanzo retire? Anthony Costanzo, did he retire? Is that?
I think that's right.
Okay, because.
And they also lost the Malik Hooker, didn't they?
Oh, their safety, yeah.
Yeah.
So if they go Pay or Darisaw here, either way, I wonder if one of the other guys can fall into a little bit of a slide.
Yeah.
And then, you know, depending on what the Ravens, their temperature is on Jenkins, you know, I know Ken, you're not as hot on him. Gabe has talked about he's one of Gabe's favorite players at tackle.
I would say I'm in the middle on him. I'm a little bit concerned about things I've seen, but I think he'll stick at tackle. That's the good news. And I think he'll stick at tackle in the Ravens system, which is really important.
And you've got this idea that you're going to see somebody else liked a lot sliding to 27. I mean, it almost seems impossible now that that's not going to happen. The Steelers could be the wild card. I mean, I think if they don't take like Etienne or Harris, then that's kind of a pick that we were counting on not being a competitive spot for the Ravens.
How do we feel as divisional rivals if the Steelers grab a top running back? For me, I like it.
Love it.
Love it.
Everybody's like,
go ahead.
Rashard Mendenhall.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think though having a back like Harris specifically would kind of force them to change their style, and I kind of like their style right now, where they don't have any commitment to the running game because it's hard to win like that. I mean, so if they draft a Harris and now all of a sudden they're running Najee 20 times a game, that might not be the best thing for the Ravens. But taking a running back ahead of us, I can't complain about that, of course.
Yeah, especially if it means they're not taking one of the edge guys that the Ravens could potentially want.
Now, I don't want to face any of those guys.
Yeah, you want to see Newsom probably come off the board here in the next few picks and not be a guy. I mean, that's also an interesting question for the Ravens of whether or not if the, you know, one of the top corners does slide, is that something they're going to consider at 27?
They're very old at the position, so there are reasons why they do it. Here we go.
We're all talking less now because
Quiddy Pay.
The stakes are rising.
Quiddy Pay, Michigan. So definitely that the Ravens would have, potentially drafted at 27, certainly off the board. So still got both tackles. We got edge guys, three of them, still pretty good ones. if you want to count Basham in that group, along with Ojulari and Rousseau. Still got Barmore.
Yeah. And Coromoa, too.
Coromoa is a wild card. I mean, if there's anybody that you want to say plays like a Raven, his highlight tape, you don't have to watch a lot of film. Just watch the highlight tape. It's fun. And Ken, he's one of those guys that he comes into the screen when he's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You watch enough football from the TV angle, and you're like, where did that guy come from? That's Uwusu-Koromoa. He flashes in the screen. You have to rewind it and see where he was before the snap and wonder how he got there. But yeah, we're set up nice.
Of the edge rushers that are left, what's everybody's favorite? I think I like Ojulari.
Yeah, me too. Rousseau.
I agree. I think Ojulari is the top one of those that are left. I would say OA next for me, just because he has that immense upside and he's a really good run defender.
I like OA slide though. I'd say I mean I would be fine with the Ravens adding him to the team, but he feels like a guy that's going to slide in the draft.
Sorry, who did you say?
OA.
Yeah.
Oh, OA. Yeah. There's some positions that, you know, I like taking traits and aren't overblown by production, like a tight end, but it's like the opposite with edge, you know, because tight ends can like really dominate on the college scene, and sometimes that production can be, I don't know, I just like look at traits there more, but with edge, it's so hard not to look at productions, the Ravens, and so OA was. You know, and lots of mocks, but that one scares me big time.
I think history is prioritizing guys that have the sacks too, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them potentially trade back out of 31 and maybe draft someone like Peyton Turner or Joe Tryon in the second round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be an ideal combination of value and upside.
Peyton Turner, if they could somehow get him at 94, that'd be my dream in this draft. That would be my dream. Obviously, they don't have a second round pick, so they'd have to trade down otherwise to get him.
I think we're going to end up with a second round pick before this is all over. I really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be tempting, but there's just so many guys on the board right now that, I mean, if we trade down into the mid 30s, even there, we're still going to get a great player.
I mean, is Farley or Newsom going to fall here? One of the two of them. I mean, I'm guessing Minnesota is going to take a tackle. If I'm looking at that, if let's say Pittsburgh still takes Harris for whatever reason, Jacksonville and Cleveland in front of them, I guess either of them could take a corner, but it's possible one or both of them are there when the Ravens pick at 27.
Anybody believe that Cleveland is a good chance not to take an edge? Or do you think given that how their contract has worked with Jadeveon Clowney, that they might be in rental mode?
I think they're more likely to take edge.
Yeah, me too. I think Tennessee might take a corner.
Tennessee definitely cornerback. I mean I can't see it sitting well with Vrabel the way his defense was ranked last year and let him down. And if they're going to play grinded out football and play action passes, I have a feeling that Vrabel, being an ex-linebacker, is really going to want to stack up this defense early in the draft.
Now they lost. Titans lost Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
This offseason, right? So you know, I think wide receiver could be in play.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think the corners. If I was looking at this board and kind of looking at who's picking, I think, you know, and you were like, and someone asked me who's the position that's going to slide. It feels like corner is going to be that position now.
Newsom's an interesting guy. I didn't have quite the confidence in him as a player, medicals aside, as I did for Farley. And when I look at the players that I have ranked above him, it's just the confidence. It's a higher floor for those players with just as good of a ceiling, in my opinion, which is why I have Newsom down there at 28. 29, I believe it is. But look at the dearth of tackles there, and Barmore just sitting there at the bottom there at number 17. I mean, my goodness, he sticks out as a, I mean, he could be an all pro at his position. He's just sitting right there.
He's so far and away the best defensive lineman in this draft. It's crazy to think he might be available at 27, but I think he'd be a good pick.
So that's someone the Browns could look at taking too. I'm trying to remember. I don't feel as though the interior of their defensive line is as good as the outside.
I think they lost Ogunjobi to Cincinnati. And Richardson, didn't Richardson recently leave? That might be a good point.
He's off the books. I mean, I'm on there over the cap site, and he's on their dead money. So
yeah. So they lost, I think, two of their big pieces on the inside. So Barmore does make a lot of sense for Cleveland.
Malik Jackson new for them this year?
Yeah. He's they got him in the agency. Let Sheldon Richardson go.
But they can't you wouldn't be expecting anything hugely significant there. You can tell how interesting what could happen and what we're all looking for based on how much we're all watching our TV screens.
Yes.
Not talking to each other right now.
No, this is fascinating. Newsom is, I'm really looking at again in terms of my thoughts from the cornerback show. And I'm remembering some of the things I really liked about him in terms of improvement year over year, and off ball cornerback skills that kind of remind me of Marcus Peters in terms of being able to potentially learn how to break on the football the same way. He would be a pretty cool pick at 31. I would not be upset if that's the guy they end up with there.
He got his hands on a lot of footballs. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't get the interceptions, but the pass deflections were very impressive.
Right. So it's kind of like doubles off the left field wall at Fenway. Are they going to eventually be lifted into that screen? And I think if the guy learns to break on the football, the hands can come next. It's not like a Humphrey situation where he's really trying to attack the ball after it's caught.
I see it on Twitter. Should I not spoil it?
Yeah.
No, the Titan selection, don't tell us. Yeah. So NFL Network, it comes across. Miami reporters and whatnot are already have that thing out there early. So
I think Jacksonville will take a corner. Looking at their roster, I'd be if Farley and Newsom are both there, I'd be surprised if they don't take one.
The pick is in. It's Caleb Farley of Virginia Tech. So obviously, medical questions be damned. Hell of a cornerback.
Yeah.
Great value.
He sure is.
I think we all had him but most people had him as cornerback one headed into the season. Like, he just had a phenomenal 2019. But yeah, not having the film and then the injury, that's why he slipped.
So as someone that doesn't study nearly the film that you guys all do, is Justin Madubuike redundant with Barmore, or are they pretty different on the D-line?
They can both play in a scheme where you use them both on a passing down. So you don't have a problem there. Otherwise, that spot has to be rotational. So while it's not ideal that they would have a lot of overlapping three tech snaps, if you get ahead in a game, I'd love to have both of them in there at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Barmore is a little bit more position versatile than Madubuike is. Mm-hmm. Like, he can move around. I think you did see him play a little bit, like one technique there for Bama over the center. But I think that ideally they're both more of a through technique interior kind of pass rusher. You can one gap, penetrate. I think they could definitely work together. Don't get me wrong, especially in the pass rushing situations. You have both of them on the field. That's a pretty dynamic interior pass rush.
And your pass rushing situations are a sliding scale, just like your run study showed, Dan, from what is a year ago now, mm-hmm. is that if you have second and eight as opposed to second and five, that's a big difference in terms of what personnel you might like to have in the field. So it doesn't have to be an entire package change. It could be a change in one for one, meaning one tech for one tech, where you might want to have Barmore in on a second and eight situation, but you might prefer to have Williams in on a second and four or a second and five situation.
Okay.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated. And right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry before they're all gone.
So he'd be able to fill the, you know, the nose tackle one tech spot on a pass heavier down.
On a pass heavier down, where you're basically in the nickel either way.
Cool. Thanks.
So thinking about these tackles, I mean, looking at it a little more closely, I think Pittsburgh also could be in play for taking a tackle instead of a running back, for sure. So all three of these next picks could very likely. Two of the three of them could take Jenkins and Darisol. But that would leave the Ravens in prime position from an edge perspective. If you like Morig as the safety, I mean,
Barmore, lots of other choices.
Yeah, you almost wonder if they trade back at 27 because unless there's a guy they really love in that bunch that, you know, between Bateman and all the edge guys that are there, plus Morig, one of them is definitely going to get to 31.
You know, that is one of the questions is in trading 31, maybe somebody really wants that in order to keeping that fifth year option. But it seems like the team that might trade 37 to us to give us the good chance to get the player we want at 37 is also going to be cognizant of the fact that there's a fairly level playing field over those next seven picks.
Takes two for a trade. Yep.
Always.
It's true. Hey, one guy I wanted to ask you guys about, because I know he has a lot of fans here in Baltimore, is Creed Humphrey. Who's sitting there. How would you guys feel if, say, our 31st pick, if we stayed and all things equal, if we used one of these picks on Humphrey?
I'll go first. I think it'd be a huge reach. And it's not that I don't like the guy, but I would have loved him at 58 when the Ravens had that pick. Anybody else?
Yeah, I think it's a reach, too. I wouldn't want them to be taking a center at that spot. They're knowing what the board is now, you know, maybe if you were asking this question when the draft started and all the people that we like had gone in all the positions and spots of the guys that we like, Tony and some of these others up to this point, I might have felt differently. But given how it's fallen at this point, I'd be disappointed.
How about Landon Dickerson versus Humphrey? Who would you rather have?
I'm more of a Dickerson guy.
Yeah, if he's healthy, it's Dickerson. But, who you know, that's a huge risk.
I'm more uncomfortable with the medical risks this year, knowing that teams are pretty frustrated with getting, you know, their hands actually on these prospects. So, I mean, I don't know what information the Ravens have on Dickerson, but I agree. If he's healthy, I'd put him above Humphrey, but Humphrey's a big upgrade also at the center position and probably isn't going to get Lamar concussed. So,
right.
And if you get Humphrey, you don't have to move Bozeman. So if you get a guard, you have to move Bozeman, and that carries its own set of risks.
Yeah.
It's true. But usually speaking on my board, when you get to about that part, you want to get a guy 10, 15 slots lower than where you have him on your board, because obviously the needs of other teams are different and they're going to take quarterbacks, running backs. So if I have Humphrey, you know, listed 33rd on my board, that's a guy I'm comfortable taking around 45. You know, I would think that would be where he'd be standing out there alone on my board. Just for me personally.
Okay, the Vikings are in at 23. Boy, it's starting to get exciting. Only four picks in front of the Ravens here. So who are we hoping the Vikings take here?
JOK.
How about Eichenberg?
Yeah, OA.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
they definitely don't need a running back, at least for this year. They still have Cook and Madison.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they went interior O-line here. I know it's something that they have some need at, and that could be pushing the tackle a little bit further down the board for the Ravens.
Or they could be pushing a tackle inside like Jenkins, or like Cosme or somebody.
If they like Darisaw and they're able to get him here, the Vikings have to, the front office would have to be over the moon for the haul that they got back from the Jets to get a guy that some people had mocked to or not even being picked or already being picked by the time they get to choose, and they get him here. That'd be great for them.
Darisaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vikings ranked, is it in? Vikings ranked 28th in sacks last season. So maybe they'll go for a pass sacks rusher allowed? Here.
Oh, no, the Vikings just took Christian Darisaw. They took the tackle.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's bad news.
That's too bad.
So now it's Jenkins or bust for the Ravens?
At tackle. Jenkins or wait. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've got other guys they can get later in this draft, developmental guys, and they can't afford to wait a year. So,
so is it the Steelers next?
It is.
Yep. 24.
Yep.
So we're three picks away. We got three guys.
I'm going to be disgusted if they take Jenkins. Okay. I was already in love with Jenkins and I wanted him. I swear in my life, if they pick Jenkins, I'm going to be so ticked off. Najee Harris, come on. Come on, Steelers.
I feel like you're asking for a Yo Levin as you say it. You know, it's about a 1 in 18 chance here. They knew who the Ravens need. I mean, obviously the Ravens have so many needs, they can't cover all of them with this pick, but Jenkins would really close the door in a big way on a big need.
And he's just an aggressive player to have at the point of attack in a right-handed scheme.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just love to have him leading the way on that right side. He reminds me of Marshall Yanda or Jensen or somebody like that. It just enjoys the contact of the game. So
I'm going to hope that sigh didn't mean anything, Sarah.
No, I'm just thinking it through in my head. I'm putting the worst possible scenario in my mind.
Tell me your daughter did something bad there. Tell me something else happened.
I mean, it makes sense for them too, right? So they're the worst offensive rushing team last year. And here's Jenkins. We're all talking about what good of a run blocker he is, plays the whistle. Mm-hmm. There's a bully out there. I mean, it makes a ton of sense for them. Oh, I hate them.
Fierce rivalry.
And the Ravens have a nice set of guys to choose from here, though, even if Jenkins is off the board. I mean, Jacksonville's probably going to take somebody in the secondary. I think they'll probably take a corner or a safety. So that's either Morig or Newsom.
Yep.
Cleveland might take the corner if Jacksonville takes the safety, but then all the edge guys are on the board. And if Pittsburgh takes Najee Harris here, I mean, that leaves Jenkins, Barmore, and all the edge guys for the Ravens leading into that pick. And not Morig. I allotted him to someone else, but it's a really nice
both
position.
Wide receivers, Baltimore. Bateman and Terrace, Marshall. Right? Yeah, Terrace Marshall. So
I'm going to just say this right now. I'm going to be real upset if the Ravens take a wide receiver at either 27 or 31. Don't trade back and get a wide receiver somewhere in the middle of the second round.
I would agree. I'm not on first round wide receiver team. So.
And you can go far enough back, I think, in the second. It's not needing to be one of those, like you were saying earlier, Ken, like doesn't have to be 35 or 37 at that point. Whereas for like one of the edge guys, it's going to have to be.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So yes. You see the pitch.
Najee Harris goes to the Steelers.
Yes!
Thank you.
I'm not trying to hold my back.
Yeah.
That is,
we better hope we're right about that.
this exact thing could become a meme
in Pittsburgh.
I'm not out of the woods yet because Jacksonville, I know that they tagged Cam Robinson.
Right.
But again, that's just a tag. If they don't feel like they can do a long-term deal, they could also get Jenkins and either develop him or, I mean, keep Cam for just 1 year on the tag or try to trade him or whatever. So I'm not out of the woods yet. As you can tell, I want Jenkins.
Right. And even if you thought that they wouldn't take him, there's still a chance they trade the pick. So the next two picks, if you were around for the 2007 draft, the party at my house was ruined and by me, unfortunately, when the 49ers jumped up to number 28 and took Joe Staley, who would have been our left tackle for a decade, and we ended up with Ben Grubbs. And I had a tantrum. And then we had some guests over and they all had to leave for whatever reason, probably unrelated. But anyway,
So I'm feeling like Sarah right now. I really want Tevin Jenkins. I'm going to be disappointed at this point. Dan, what would we have to do to get up here a couple of spots?
Oh yeah. So to go from the 27th to the 26th, or what are we at, the 25th now?
Yeah. Jump Cleveland, right?
So it would be 132, which what do we got? We have 131. That would probably do it. If we, you know, if Jacksonville doesn't do it and we're just afraid of one spot, you know, that's 175.
But then Cleveland would have to trade it to us. So I doubt they'll do that.
Right. Right. That's probably fair. So it doesn't take much. You know, it takes one of the fourth round picks. So if we need to jump up two spots.
See, I'm glad I'm not a GM.
Yeah, there's too much value in the pick to give up other value to move up here. I mean, if the Jaguars, for whatever reason, take Jenkins, then Morig or Newsom is going to be already on the board here for our pick, plus all the wide receivers, plus all the edge guys minus pay.
That makes them likely to want to trade, though. If you look at it, you can look at it that way, too. They could trade back two spots and still get their guy. But yeah, Jenkins just seems like too good of a fit. So I'm going to sit here and say we're not going to get him just because I want him.
That's how I want him. He'll be on the board and the Ravens will pass. That's what's going on.
Okay.
That happened a couple times, I feel like, last year where the Ravens, there were some guys that I wanted and the Ravens just refused to take them.
Like with Derwin James in 2018?
He'd be on the list. I'm trying to remember who it was last year now. Let me pull up the draft, see if I can.
The most upset I got was Tyus Bowser, taking him over Kamara and Cooper Kupp and probably three other guys that I really wanted. And I had Bowser way down there on the way out of the picture, small school guy. And I remember I was up at the whiteboard, which I'm not updating today because I have the other board, but I just dropped the dry erase marker.
Bowser, Houston, right?
Yes.
So small, I wouldn't call it a small school, but that's okay.
Smaller school. I mean, yeah.
Not a power five.
This and Gabe probably can vouch for my love of Claypool before the Steelers drafted him last year, but he was a guy I would have drafted when the Ravens traded back in the second. And I was not thrilled. I thought he was a really good fit for our offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would have been a really good fit too.
I mean, in hindsight is 20/20, right? Obviously, Claypool would have been a great pick much earlier in the draft. So,
okay, let's hear it from Twitter right now. I want to see these picks come across the screen right now. Who do you think the Ravens will be picking at 27? Toss it out there right now for us.
Can you throw up that big board so we can see who's out there? I don't know. Can we see Twitter and the big board? It's pretty fancy.
I'm sorry. I said Twitter. I'm not answering YouTube.
I'm not answering that question because I don't want to jinx it. So,
well, I would say Russo. I'll say Russo.
That's the guy you want?
No. I thought the question was, who do you think we're going to pick?
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
I want Tevin Jenkins. I think it's going to end up being Russo.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, these are good.
Far more Morig. I like both of them. I mean,
Jenkins or Bateman. Okay.
I could see Barmore for sure.
Trade back at 27, pick Jenkins at 31. Boy, that guy's really betting on the come. Thank you, Jimmy. I hope that works out for us. Merrick, okay, I can live with that.
No Terrace Marshall. I'm surprised no fans there. No wide receiver fans.
Well, I saw Bateman come through on one of them. Man, it is crazy how much people want Morig.
Yeah. Merrick is the ball hawk, and we got one guy who likes Barmore. That's good. I'm glad to see that.
All right, Sean. All right, Sean. Yes, we do. Train 9632W.
I think Newsom.
Are you guys buying into the Marshall stuff? I actually was listening. Wasn't it Daniel Jeremiah who first put it on the radar that there was injury flags? Was it him?
I don't know.
Nobody remembers?
He sure looked good on his pro day. I mean, he
yeah.
Awful.
I mean, Daniel Jeremiah said that, but I was listening to Move the Sticks today, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm not putting much stock into the injury flags for." And I was like, "Wait, aren't you the one that put it out there? I need to go back and look. I could be wrong."
Yeah, we shouldn't use this power. This is great. Everybody's chiming in with their thing. After the Ravens pick, we can get back to something important like favorite Simpsons quote that is appropriate to this situation.
I love the spot the Ravens are in right now. I know there's a lot of tension over who it is that we're actually going to pick at 27, but there are plenty of guys to fill in, plenty of spots on this roster, both short and long term. Takasa's got to be over the moon right now about how this board has played its way out.
I think it's a good board, and Travis Etienne would make it beautiful right now, or Travis Etienne anywhere before 31 would make it beautiful right now.
I mean, is that something that the Saints aren't going to, the Packers? No, Bills. I mean, that seems pretty unlikely. Maybe the Bills.
Bills have been linked to Etienne.
What about Jacksonville?
Well, they have James Robinson. He's pretty good, right?
They have so many other needs in Jacksonville. To take a running back would surprise me.
I remember one of the commercials for the 2003 draft, they said, what does your team need? And they had Derek Carr, who'd just been sacked. Derek Carr, that's not right. It's the other Carr, his brother. He'd been sacked 72 times that previous year, and they had a center, him, and a one running back and one wide receiver.
There you go, Mike.
Which buddy? Hasn't come up yet.
Oh, the tension.
Yeah.
I can just feel, especially for Gabe and Sarah and Jason, I can just feel it coming through the screen.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking at the players, and there's a lot of absolute guys you would call dogs that are available too. There aren't a lot of pretty boy type players. There's a lot of physical Raven mentality guys right there sitting there at the board, wide receiver and all.
I love that.
Travis Etienne is off the board.
Oh my
there
goodness.
You go what? At number 25.
Dan caught it.
you already had it earlier, Dan, or did you?
No, I didn't have it earlier.
Okay.
Dan's very cheating. Good. Cheater, cheater, Dan.
He's always suspected. Right. Anybody who
correctly. I got it right.
Now look at our YouTube viewers going crazy here.
I mean, two running backs right before the Ravens. Could you? I mean, they're still the Browns, but could you draw it up any better?
Cleveland is
kind of like Jordan Brooks last year being drafted ahead of Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gabe called that one.
Gabe called Jordan Brooks because that's a long shot.
Not the night of. I thought he was someone who would go higher than people thought.
Yeah. I think Cleveland's going to go Newsom here. But, I mean, either way, there's going to be a secondary player if the Ravens decide they want to go that direction on the board, no matter what.
If I was Cleveland, I'd probably take Russo here. I think you have a monster edge combo there. You don't know what you can get with Clowney, and he's just a one-year rental, really. You put Russo next to why is my brain slipping?
Garrett.
Miles Garrett. Those two. Whew.
So how's everybody going to feel when the Ravens trade back from 27?
No.
As expected. My guess is they go Barmore here, like you guys were talking about, D-line help.
I could see that for sure. I mean, the Ravens need to get younger. Need to get younger on defensive line.
Ken couldn't handle it anymore. Huh? Oh, he's taking a break. Yeah. So, JOK, what happened with that, guys? I got nothing on. I don't know anything about him other than he's got a cool name. So. Do you guys know about him at all?
I thought he was kind of like a fringe first round guy. He fits that, modern linebacker role, very good in coverage, very athletic, speed. I think maybe when Jamin Davis went ahead of him, that was not a good sign for him and his prospects on day one of the draft.
Yeah.
He's more Sam than true edge, right?
Well, I mean, he's off the ball.
He's inside, right?
Oh, he's inside. Inside? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh man.
I feel like this is crazy. The Ravens are like on deck and we lost two people. This is like so anticlimactic. What's going on here?
Handle it. The pick is in, folks. I don't know who it is yet, but it says the pick is in.
It is in?
Yeah. That's what ESPN tells me. I don't know.
Everybody wanted to get their bio break in right before the Ravens pick. That was the issue here.
There's a 20-minute commitment on the other side of this, right? I asked right when you stood up, Ken. I said, so how upset are you going to be when the Ravens trade back from 27?
Oh, very. I think they better address a need right here. I don't think it'll happen because I don't think there's another trading partner who's that excited in the spot. But I'd be pretty upset if they did trade back.
Who did you want at 27, Ken?
Right now. No, I still want Jenkins over Barmore over Merrig, and that might be the exact order I would go. I think they'll get the edge rusher they want at 31, and I think those are the three guys they really need to decide on at 27. And I really wouldn't be upset with any of them at this point. I wouldn't be upset with any of them.
You're not interested in Bateman?
I don't want a wide receiver here. Okay, we got a lot of Jenkins train going on. Some of you are voting twice.
Choo-choo.
I wouldn't hate Barmore for the Ravens. I think him, if you get him and Jenkins in the first round, that's Grand almost slam. As good as you can get. I almost like the defensive tackle more than an edge, just based on the value of what Barmore brings and the other defensive tackles in this class, versus I think you can get some day two edge guys who are pretty comparable to the guys that are still there right now.
Come on.
All right. Here comes the Browns pick. Who are we hoping the Browns pick?
ESPN has JOK or Elijah Moore. I'd be okay with either of those guys.
Yeah, you're right. I would be too.
Newsome, maybe just to, I don't want to see it. I prefer the Ravens not take a corner. So just get him off the board.
I'd like to see them take a linebacker.
Yeah, me too.
Please not Jenkins.
I'd be surprised.
I'd be very surprised if they went offensive line.
They kept the pick. That should be a good thing, right?
I think so, yeah.
I wonder if if they don't take Barmore, if there becomes more interest because of the lack of depth at defensive line.
Someone trade up. It could be a trade up partner. And he's the only guy I can, maybe the cornerback too.
Or Moehrig.
Yeah. Got to get one of those singular players for a trade up partner.
This is true excitement, guys.
My goodness.
Come on.
Heart's pounding right now.
Come on, young lady.
Yeah. Announce the pick.
Greg Newsome, cornerback. All right. So the Ravens have quite a feast in front of them for the next five picks.
I think it's a good pick for the Browns.
Yeah.
I do too. I think they needed the help of corner.
All right. I won't be upset if it's any of the three of them. If it's Jenkins, Barmore, or Merrig, I'm okay with any of those three. I would like to wait for the 31 for the edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how you guys there's feeling? Still plenty of edge there, so that makes it's the smarter wait.
Okay, anybody who else is ready? Who are the three picks that you wouldn't be unhappy with? Are there any number of picks you wouldn't be unhappy? Who's ready?
I'm ready. It's the top three guys on my board. If we take Barmore, I completely understand. I love Terrace Marshall for his fit in this offense, his ability to be inside, outside. I think him and Lamar would absolutely produce over the middle. And then, of course, my number one guy I'd have to say at this point is Tevin Jenkins. He's who I want.
All right. How about you, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Barmore, Barmore, Jenkins, or Moehrig. I mean, there's just too many edge guys here. And unless there's one the Ravens really love, then, you know, in that case, take that guy if he's a guy that you felt like you slipped.
Let's go to Dan.
I'd be a little upset if they didn't take Jenkins. I think Barmore and Moehrig, if they take them, they're good players, but they have too many needs that, and they lost the second round pick that I think it's just too many holes. So I'd like them to fill one now.
Okay. Gabe?
For me, it's Jenkins and then Barmore. And then I would say Bateman. I really like Bateman at wide receiver, and I think he's someone who's a really good route runner, and I think that's something the Ravens could use.
You like him, Bateman, better enough than Marshall that you wouldn't want to risk going to 31 on the backup guy?
I mean, I would prefer either of them at 31 than at 27. I'd prefer Bateman over Marshall slightly, but I think they're both good options.
Okay. All right, Sarah, how about you?
I mean, I didn't think somebody like Barman would fall. So I think value-wise, I have to say that. You know, I'm Jenkins. Right now, I'm on the Jenkins train for that. At 31, maybe it's because I feel like the Ravens can get value at edge rusher still. I'd be happy with Bateman or Marshall.
Okay.
Commercial.
All right.
I don't know if you guys saw that clip where they showed Slater being drafted, and Slater's a big guy, but his dad was standing next to him and looked a solid 4.5 inches or more taller than him. And I don't know if he was standing on something, but those two guys were massive standing next to each other.
Ken, you're the arm length police. Somebody just asked about arm length on Jenkins. I think he was asking on Jenkins.
So you missed it. It's been kind of a running joke all night. Is that every time I say arm length or mention arm length during the show, you have to drink. but I think Jenkins at 33.5. I think the Twitter rumor was that he was 32 in range, and it was started by unreliably on Twitter. And they never really got a measurement at that. And that 33.5 is closer to the truth. We've got a discounted arm length year with a lot of T-Rexes. And it makes 33.5 is no longer just the Mendoza line. It's slightly above it for 2021. So
Picks in. Yeah. With the commercial though, everybody hold.
If you know,
no comments, please.
The Ravens always get commercials on their picks.
Seriously.
Don't they? Does it seem like it's every single year?
I'm allowing myself to be surprised. I'm not looking at Twitter for this.
Yep.
At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $2.88 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.